Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 17. Those who consecrate and purify themselves, they will meet their end together, declares the Lord. In December of 1903, Samuel Langley knew he was about to make history. He knew he was about to demonstrate the world's first flying machine. For the past 5 years, he had overseen a dedicated team of experts and technicians. They had sought out the best materials. They had developed a powerful engine. They had perfected a proper launching system. Such efforts had not been cheap. Langley had spent $70,000 at a time when the average income in America was $300 per year. Finally, everything was ready. The big moment was near Washington, D.C. The press stood nearby. The pilot climbed aboard. The engine roared to life. The launching system launched, and Samuel Langley's flying machine immediately sank to the bottom of the Potomac River. His confidence in his flying machine and trust in his team had been sincere. His certainty that his invention would be the world's first flying machine had been sincere. In the end, however, Samuel Langley was sincerely wrong. In Isaiah chapter 66, the Lord spoke of individuals who sincerely believed they could purify themselves before God. They were certain the answer lay within them. They were confident that if they developed their own way to God and were sincere in what they were doing, they would have God's favor in their back pocket. But in all this, they were sincerely wrong. When it comes to my relationship with God, I can be sincere about all kinds of things. I can be sincere in presuming that God will accept me if I try my best, and that God will accept me because I think I've done more good than bad. I can sincerely presume that God will accept me because I think I'm a pretty decent person. And I would be sincerely wrong. It's not about the sincerity of my faith. It's about the object of my faith. Jesus alone lived a perfect life in my place. Jesus alone suffered and died on my behalf. In Jesus alone, you and I can sincerely rest. Lord Jesus, I look to you for rescue. Not to myself, not to others, to you alone. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.